Pope Benedict XVI held the final general audience of his pontificate on Wednesday. Estimates say that more than 150,000 people were on hand to bid the Holy Father farewell.
What a tremendous pleasure for us, a joy. It's a very been a very moving time for all of us.
Since I'm a Catholic, it's our duty, the love for the Pope, and it's the only way that we can show our gratitude to him.
It's a once in a lifetime experience.
It was important because it was the last audience of the Pope. I'm studying here and I saw him. I was lucky enough to see him many times in public appearances, and I really wanted to take part of this personally and to hear his message.
I pray for him.
The day was bright and the sky was clear and the air was approaching spring-like, warm in the sun, brisk in the shade. The sounds of myriad tongues could be heard and the colors of myriad nations be seen throughout the swelling space.
Grazie di cuore, sono veramente commosso e vedo la chiesa viva.
Gratitude. This was the theme of the Holy Father's remarks to the faithful. Gratitude to God in the first, then to the Pope's chief assistants, the cardinals, his closest collaborators in the Secretariat of State and the whole Roman Curia, and to all the faithful everywhere. In pastoral visits, in public encounters, at audiences, in traveling, said Pope Benedict, I have always received great care and deep affection. I loved each and every one without exception, with that pastoral charity which is the heart of every shepherd, especially the Bishop of Rome, the successor of the Apostle Peter. Every day I carried each of you in my prayers with a father's heart.
Io non mi sono mai sentito solo nel portare la gioia e il peso del ministero petrino.
Dear friends, he concluded, God guides his church, maintains her always, and especially in difficult times. Let us never lose this vision of faith, which is the only true vision of the way of the Church and for the world. In our heart, in the heart of each of you, let there be always the joyous certainty that the Lord is near, that he does not abandon us, that he is near to us, and that he surrounds us with his love. Gratitude and steadfast faith in the God who has made us to himself were also the themes of Pope Benedict's remarks in English.
Dear brothers and sisters, I offer a warm and affectionate greeting to the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors who have joined me for this, my last general audience. Like St. Paul, whose words we heard earlier, my heart is filled with thanksgiving to God, whoever watches over his church and her growth in faith and love, and I bless all of you with joy and gratitude. During this year of faith, we have been called to renew our joyful trust in the Lord's presence in our lives and in the life of the Church. I'm personally grateful for his unfailing love and guidance in the 8 years since I accepted his call to serve as the successor of Peter. I'm also deeply grateful for the understanding, support, and prayers of so many of you, not only here in Rome, but also throughout the world. The decision I have made after much prayer is the fruit of a serene trust in God's will and the deep love of Christ's Church. I will continue to accompany the Church with my prayers, and I ask each of you to pray for me and for the new Pope. In union with Mary and all the saints, let us entrust ourselves in faith and hope to God, who continues to watch over our lives and to guide the journey of the Church and our world along the passes of history. I commend all of you with great affection to his loving care, asking him to strengthen you in the hope which opens our hearts to the fullness of life that he alone can give. To you and families, I impart my blessing. Thank you.
Pope Benedict XVI's resignation from the See of Rome becomes effective at 8 p.m. Rome time on Thursday, February 28th. I'm Chris Altieri.